News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We're joined by Frank McDonald, the former environment editor of the Irish Times. Frank, we asked John to talk about your piece in the Irish Times yesterday on the draft guidelines on urban development and your concerns about an excess of high-rise. But just before we get to that, I'm curious, because you know this sector as well as anyone. Your thoughts on what the government needs to do, because there's clearly a lack of supply in the housing market. Your thoughts on how this can be addressed.
Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, it is really quite simple and straightforward. The government needs to fund housing construction on a massive scale to provide social and affordable housing for people. And one of my friends and colleagues, Vincent Boland, suggested recently in the Irish Times that the government should do with the money that it's going to get from the sale of its shares in AIB and other banks is to literally reverse that money into the building, into funding the construction of social and affordable housing.
Are we talking about, obviously, we're not talking about the state itself building, we're talking
not
about
necessarily.
Outsourcing it to private builders, basically.
No, I'm not saying prior to private builders, necessarily.
Who builds those houses?
Well, a lot of them could be built by housing associations in the voluntary sector, which are funded by the state. Some of them could be built by local authorities, obviously, where local authorities still have some expertise in this area.
There's limited enough expertise in that area left, isn't there?
That is true. There is in some of the larger local authorities, there are some architects and others who could design houses. But the government has abjectly failed. I mean, what they're doing, in fact, is they are providing so-called social housing solutions for people by literally putting them into the hands of private sector landlords with the aid of rental subsidies and housing assistance
payments. Okay, my potential difficulty with that, and people don't like when I make this point, I'm not in any way stigmatising social housing, because there needs to be social housing, but I think it's really important that there is a social mix, the idea of building big swathes of social housing. It hasn't worked in the past.
Well, it did eventually work, I suppose, if you're thinking of places like Crumlin, which would have started out very rough and ready and now is a very desirable area.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that has taken, you know, a long time in effect. But I'm not suggesting that the government should be building vast social housing ghettos. I'm simply suggesting that they need to fund social and affordable housing for people.
Okay.
I mean, it's one of the biggest negatives for Dublin in particular, is that people are coming in from abroad to take up even high-paid jobs in the city, and they can't find anywhere to live.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Listen, let's talk about your piece yesterday, because a lot of people think we should be building high-rise, and that could be a way of tackling the supply issue. Now, look, important to stress, you're not opposed to high-rise, but you believe there's a danger that there could be an excess of high-rise. We could be doing it in the wrong locations, and you believe the new guidelines from the government on this are dangerous. Tell us what your concern is.
Well, I mean, what I've wrote in the Irish Times yesterday was that the government, or Owen Murphy, the housing minister, has effectively declared an open season for high rise, not just in Dublin, but in other cities and even towns around the country. That is something that is unprecedented. It's not necessary. You know, everybody accepts the argument that it's stupid and silly and completely misguided that we have so many outlying suburban areas,
yeah,
all over Leinster, for example, in the Dublin commuter belt that's 100 kilometres in radius and so on, and that obviously it makes sense for people to live closer to where they work, and you know, if they're working in the inner city. Yes, there needs to be more apartment buildings built and so on,
okay,
but not necessarily 40 and 50 storey buildings.
Okay,
you know, which is something that there is no ceiling on this, by the way, none whatsoever.
Okay,
and
planners would hardly allow a 50 storey building, though, would they?
Under these guidelines, Shane, they can, and in all probability, they will. You know, this is something that has the capacity to change the entire skyline of places like Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway,
okay,
Waterford, etc.
Where should there be high-rise? Because I look at the Keys, for example, and it strikes me that along the Keys of Dublin, the billings there are too low, that we could have gone several stories higher there.
I agree, particularly in Docklands where the river is very wide. You know, that is something that should have been done. You know, it's ridiculous.
I think
that,
you used the term a bad haircut, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a very random crew cut, in fact. You know, down there, it's totally stupid to build buildings that are only five stories or six stories high. They could easily have been eight, nine, 10 stories high. But that's not what the minister is talking about. The minister is putting forward the notion that what we need to do to solve the housing crisis and to solve the problem of sprawl and so on is to have high-rise development in the city. Now, you know, they cited several examples of high-rise buildings, you know, and hardly any of them are residential.
Yeah.
Yes, one or two of them are residential, but the vast majority of them are offices, hotels, or buildings in other kind of uses. So, you know, like, I don't think that people particularly want to see the skyline of our cities destroyed. I don't think they want to see the human scale of Dublin and other cities in Ireland destroyed. But that's what will happen if these guidelines are not are pursued.
Okay, Frank, always good to talk to you. Frank McDonald, former Environment Editor of the Irish Times.